This is a Discovery Health podcast. Get the latest health news and tips on living well at discoveryhealth.com. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Welcome back to our Discovery Health podcast. We are joined this week once again by Discovery Health chief medical correspondent and also host of Fit to Live on Discovery Health. It's Dr. Pamela Peek. Dr. Peek, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine.
It's good to have you with us this week. We are talking about bone health, and we're going to just jump right into it. When we're talking about bones, of course, osteoporosis comes up a lot. Why is osteoporosis such an important thing to talk about? And I understand there's some new data as well.
Yeah, it's osteoporosis, first of all, is all about bone thinning. And that means that every single day, just like every tissue in your body, your tissues build up and then they also are torn down just through wear and tear. And osteoporosis, when you have an imbalance of that, you have a lot more tear down than you have build up. And when that occurs, of course, you're at huge risk for fractures. And here's some really wild data. I personally think that so many people out there, especially women, just blow off osteoporosis. It's like, well, it's not really that serious. Well, all right, here's your eye-opening experience. The first thing is the National Osteoporosis Foundation has stated that one out of two people over the age of 50 will have an osteoporosis-related fracture. And if you think that's a walk in the park, here's another piece of data. 20% of people over the age of 50 who have an osteoporosis-related hip fracture die that year. And that means that you can't just assume you're going to have a fracture and just walk away, literally. You've got to take it seriously. You've got to take your bone health seriously. We've done, for instance, I did a survey with the American Medical Women's Association of 1,000 women who have a diagnosis of osteoporosis. I mean, a real thing. They have the bone scan in front of them. The doctor has told them that. A third of those women are not on any form of medical therapy for their osteoporosis. They don't have that prescription in hand. They just never filled it. They never got the memo that they were supposed to be on medicine. They're going to go out there and break some more bones.
So outside of, and we can get more into medical therapies, what can people do to keep their bones happy and healthy?
Okay, here's the deal. Number one, the good news is what I'm going to tell you, Will, for prevention is exactly what I tell you for treatment, except the only difference being you would also be on medicine. So here's the deal, lifestyle habits. Number one, the first thing is if you're smoking, stop that right now because it's not good for your bones. Two, carbonated beverages, try to keep them to a minimum because the calcium in the bone is leached out by carbonated beverages, so you don't want to be doing that. Alcohol does the same thing. So again, in moderation, not a whole bottle of wine, ladies. It's just one glass there on an occasion. At the same time, you want to get up and move more. In our survey, the grand majority of women knew they needed to move more, these women with osteoporosis, yet 57% of them said they weren't doing it. That means weight-bearing exercises. Get up. How about those 10,000 steps a day? At the same time, lifting weights, and it doesn't mean you live in a gym. It means that you find ways to be able to push, pull, and lift throughout the day in activities of daily living. Heck, you know, Pilates, yoga, gardening, all of these things are really wonderful, in addition to some regular weightlifting if you want to. In addition to which, you want to look at your nutrition. You know, the grand majority of women need 1,200 milligrams of calcium on a daily basis. Calcium supplements are very important, especially after the age of 40, fortified with vitamin D, of course, to increase absorption. It's very important to keep that in mind because, once again, the grand majority of women are not getting enough calcium in their daily dietary habits. And as you're looking at this, you know, in this daily dietary, dairy products, soy products, here's some really great things to look at. For instance, did you know that just plain low-fat yogurt has 415 milligrams of calcium? Who knew that? That's fabulous. How about canned salmon, 181 milligrams? If you look at almonds, for instance, that's 70 milligrams for 24 nuts over time. Orange juice even, and you've seen a lot of that calcium-fortified orange juice, 300 milligrams. Cheeses, 306 milligrams. Spinach, 245 milligrams. All of these things are really important for women to keep in mind at many stages of their life. Pregnancy, for instance. is another challenging time, and this is where calcium is, wow, you need to keep up on your calcium to keep strong bones, to be able to maintain a viable fetus, to be able to take good care of yourself pre, during pregnancy, and then postpartum. Everything I just said that you should be doing in terms of nutrition is definitely, absolutely pertinent to pregnancy as well.
All right, so a lot of great advice there, and you also mentioned at the beginning of our interview about medical therapies. Are there some new options, I understand, that are exciting for women? Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I speak from actually experience from my own mother, believe it or not. She has osteoporosis, and Will, you know I'm an athlete, and I try to keep in good shape and everything, and I'm looking at the issue of genetics, and when I had to listen to her, on her, you know, with her osteoporosis, making sure I'm okay with mine, looking at my scans, she was complaining about those, you know, usual kind of, I guess they're now old-fashioned pills that you take every day, and you have to sit up and, you know, make sure your GI tract is okay and stable for 30 minutes, and it goes on and on. Well, now the good news is the grand majority of women, when they sit down with their physician after they've had their bone scan and see that they have osteoporosis, can now talk about a weekly or a monthly pill. Wow, that's a lot better than it was before instead of that daily stuff. And right now, there's also another option, and it's a once-yearly infusion. And so you sit there for 15 minutes, have an infusion of the same medicine. It's a bisphosphonate, but it's just once yearly. It's done. You walk away. And so a woman could actually sit back and say, well, I have options here. I need to talk to my doctor, and I need to know, you know, what which one's going to work with my lifestyle and my compliance in general, just knowing yourself, you know. And so I think that these are exciting new options that women really need to look at very closely.
All right, Dr. Pam Peek, thanks for talking to us, and a lot of great advice there about bone health. We appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful.
And, of course, you can learn more about Dr. Pam Peek and her programs and work with Discovery Health. All you have to do is go to discoveryhealth.com and find out a lot more there about Discovery Health's Chief Medical Correspondent, Pam Peek. And for Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.